Good morning. Welcome to Higher IQ. It's Monday, January 27th, 2026. If you're digging out from the weekend storm, you're not alone. Sunday was one of the biggest flight cancellation days in American history. But the weather isn't the only thing making this week feel consequential. We've got a massive earnings week ahead, some fascinating health research to unpack, and a story about your gut bacteria that might change how you wash your vegetables. Let's get into it. This is arguably the most important week for markets in 2026 so far. Four of the so-called Magnificent Seven tech giants report earnings over the next few days. Microsoft, Meta, and Tesla all release results on Wednesday, with Apple following on Thursday. And sandwiched right in the middle of all that, the Federal Reserve meets to decide what to do with interest rates. Here's why this matters beyond Wall Street. Analysts expect the Magnificent Seven to report earnings growth of about 20% this quarter. The other 493 companies in the S&P 500, just 4%. That gap between big tech and everyone else is about to get stress tested in real time. Microsoft needs to prove its Copilot AI assistant is actually generating revenue, not just hype. Apple has been down for 8 consecutive weeks on concerns about memory costs, squeezing margins. Meta's under pressure to show that all those billions spent on AI infrastructure are paying off, especially after shares tumbled 11% following last quarter's report. Options traders are pricing in 5 to 8% swings in either direction for these stocks. If you have a 401k, a pension, or index funds, you'll feel the ripples from whatever happens this week. Speaking of AI, this week marks exactly 1 year since DeepSeek had its Sputnik moment, releasing an AI model that matched GPT's capabilities at a fraction of the cost and briefly sent NVIDIA's stock into a tailspin. So where are we now? Two Chinese AI startups, Minimax and Jipu, just went public in Hong Kong, both more than doubled on their first day of trading. Minimax's market cap hit $13.5 billion. Meanwhile, Microsoft's president Brad Smith is publicly warning that American AI companies are being outpaced by Chinese competitors in emerging markets. Places like Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America, where cost matters more than brand loyalty. DeepSeek itself is expected to release its next flagship model within weeks, and just this month published new research on a training method that analysts called a striking breakthrough for building bigger models more efficiently. The AI race isn't just US versus US anymore. It's increasingly US versus China, and the gap is narrower than most Americans realize. Here's something worth filing away. A major new meta-analysis from Cochrane, that's the gold standard for medical research reviews, looked at 73 randomized controlled trials involving nearly 5,000 adults diagnosed with depression. The finding: exercise produced the same level of improvement in depressive symptoms as psychological therapy. To be clear, this doesn't mean exercise replaces therapy. Depression is complicated, and different people respond to different treatments. But it does mean that movement is a legitimate tool in the toolkit, and unlike therapy, it's free and available immediately. Depression affects more than 280 million people worldwide and is one of the leading contributors to disability globally. Exercise stands out because it's low cost, widely accessible, and improves physical health at the same time. The researchers noted that the challenge isn't proving exercise works. It's figuring out exactly which types work best, for whom, and whether the benefits last over time. More large, high-quality studies are needed, but if you've been wrestling with whether to start therapy or start moving, the answer might be both work, and one requires no appointment. Sticking with brain science for a moment, researchers at Washington University just published what they're calling a landmark study on how ADHD medications actually work. For decades, we've assumed drugs like Adderall and Ritalin sharpen attention. Turns out that's not quite right. Using brain scans, the researchers found these medications mainly activate the brain's reward and wakefulness centers, not the attention circuits. In other words, they're not giving you laser focus. They're helping your brain stay interested and engaged with tasks long enough to complete them. It's less focus pill and more stay with it pill. This might seem like semantics, but it reframes how millions of people should think about their medication. If you've ever wondered why your ADHD meds help you power through boring tasks, but don't necessarily make you better at concentrating, this might explain it. The study also found connections to other conditions like autism and schizophrenia, suggesting this pathway could lead to new treatment approaches that work by calming the mind rather than stimulating it. The researchers identified a gene called HOMER1 that plays a key role. Mice with reduced levels showed calmer brain activity and performed better on tasks requiring focus. It's early days, but it could represent a fundamentally different approach to treating attention disorders. Stanford researchers just built an AI model that can predict your risk for more than 100 health conditions from a single night's sleep. The model analyzes physiological recordings like heart rate, brain waves, and breathing patterns, then identifies warning signs for everything from heart disease to depression. The most interesting finding, the AI was best at spotting trouble when different body systems were out of sync. A brain that looks asleep but a heart that looks awake, for example, seemed to spell trouble. Heart signals factored most prominently in heart disease predictions, brain signals in mental health predictions, but it was the combination of all the data that achieved the most accurate results. The researchers think this kind of testing could eventually become routine, a sleep study as a comprehensive health screening. And with wearables getting more sophisticated every year, some version of this technology might eventually live on your wrist, giving you early warnings about conditions that haven't shown symptoms yet. If you've been ignoring your federal student loans, the grace period is officially over. The federal government began garnishing wages for defaulted borrowers earlier this month, the first time since COVID paused collections back in March 2020. That's nearly 6 years. About 5 million borrowers are currently in default, defined as missing payments for more than 270 days. According to the Department of Education, that number could climb to 10 million soon. For now, notices are going out to about 1,000 borrowers at a time, with that number increasing monthly throughout the year. If you're in this situation, it's worth looking into income-driven repayment plans or rehabilitation programs before garnishment kicks in. The math is simple. Fixing this proactively is almost always cheaper than waiting for the government to take it from your paycheck. And if you're not in default, but have been coasting on autopilot, the Fed's cautious approach to rate cuts means borrowing costs aren't coming down dramatically anytime soon. Here's something to think about next time you're at the grocery store. Researchers at Cambridge tested over 1,000 common industrial chemicals on human gut bacteria. They found 168 of them, including pesticides, flame retardants, and compounds found in plastics, damage beneficial microbes. Some also promoted antibiotic resistance. What makes this concerning is that many of these chemicals were never thought to affect living organisms at all. Current safety evaluations simply don't account for gut microbiome effects. The researchers recommend some straightforward steps. Wash your fruits and vegetables thoroughly, avoid using pesticides in your home garden, and be mindful of plastic food packaging. Your gut contains roughly 4,500 different types of bacteria that help keep your body functioning properly. When that system is disrupted, it can contribute to digestive issues, obesity, weakened immunity, and even effects on mental health. And finally, if you're traveling today, check your flight. Sunday saw more than 11,000 flight cancellations, one of the biggest weather-related disruption days in U.S. history. Snow totals topped 15 inches in parts of Pennsylvania, 13 inches in Connecticut, and 11 inches in New York City. Multiple deaths have been reported from hypothermia in Louisiana and Texas. At least 2,500 flights are already canceled for today, and service changes are still affecting trains and buses across the Northeast. If you can work from home, this might be the day to do it. That's your briefing for this Monday. Big week ahead. Earnings, the Fed, and maybe a little time to think about how your medication works or what's in your food. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.